Hebrews 11th chapter. 11th chapter, please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. Verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Let us pray. Father, I certainly want to thank you again today for your precious word. Thank you so much, Lord, that the fact of faith, that faith pleases you. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to understand what faith is. You defined it here for us. Thank you, Father, for people who have lived lives of faith and, Father, have showed forth their love for you by obeying and doing what the Word of God says. I want to thank you for the privilege of serving you. We'll thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Tonight, the message, and I want to go back up to verse 38 in chapter 10 and just read a couple of verses. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Then he goes on in chapter 11 and begins to give us the definition of what faith is. The whole chapter, starting here at 10:38, the whole chapter then of chapter 11 deals with faith. And tonight I just want to take some time, and I always tell you I'm a simple preacher. My messages are usually pretty simple because I'm simple. That's the way I believe the Bible needs to be preached. A long time ago, a man told me something. He said, don't ever put the Word of God up where a giraffe can get it. You put it down here where the giraffe and everybody else can get it. And I've found out that's a pretty good principle. So tonight, I just want to share with you some thoughts about faith. Faith is so important that we understand that it pleases God. Faith is what pleases him. It's impossible to please God without faith. But I do think sometimes we get mixed up on what faith really is. I think sometimes we think faith is standing out, going out here on a limb, doing something because we've come up with the idea. That is not faith. Faith is always based upon the Word of God. Always. Faith is not so much the faith itself, but who it's in. Our faith is in Christ and salvation. Our faith is in God as we walk with God daily. We've got to understand it's not just, well, I'm going to step out in faith. Well, there needs to be some basis of that. The Word of God needs to be backing you up. The direction of the Lord needs to be there. I was thinking of Brother Townsley when he came in, and I know the health problem he's having and all of that, and I was thinking of the great chore in the middle of all of this. It's not a chore to him, but beginning a college. That did not happen one day. He just come up, and I'd not really talked a lot to him about it. He didn't just decide one day, I'm just going to start a college. No, it come from the direction of God, direction of the Lord. And over, I would say, probably a good period of time. That's the way God does things. We've got to be careful of stepping out in faith with not having the direction of the Lord, and it's backed up and based upon the Word of God. So it's important that you and I live lives of faith, because that's what pleases Him. You see, here we find it teaches us basically what faith is. The definition is given here in verse number 1. He talks about substance. You notice he said the faith is the substance of things hoped for. You see, when you hope for something, you don't have it yet. If you're still hoping for something, I know I'm going to heaven. Do you? You're not there yet. It's not there yet, but do you know you're going to heaven? What's it based on? It's based on the Word of God. It's not based upon your hope or your wishing that would happen. It's based on the blessed book, the Bible, the Word of God. You see, and so the faith becomes the title deed, our title deed, to the promises of God Almighty. You see, and it's so important because we'll talk about Enoch in just a few moments, but it's so important that we live daily a life of faith. You say, why, Brother Ross? Because that's what pleases God. It's impossible to please God without faith. And that's what pleases him. So every day, if we want to please him, we need to walk a life of faith. And he talks about there the substance or the assurance. How do I know I'm going to heaven? Well, the Bible says I am. If I've placed my faith and trust in Christ, and I have, then I'm going to heaven. Amen? I've got a place waiting on me. Why? Because the Bible says I do. Not because I think I do or wish I did or whatever. It's because the Bible says so. You see, God's word assures us, gives us the assurance. That's what faith is. It's the assurance of things hoped for. I don't have to sit and say, I'm looking for that blessed hope as though I'm just hoping I have the blessed hope. No, it's a sure thing. It's sure as can be. Why? Because it's what God said in his word. See, we base that on the word of God. And he talks about the evidences of things not seen. And the word evidences there could be spoken of as the proof of things not seen. I have never seen heaven, but I will one day. I've never seen it. I've never seen Jesus Christ, but I will one day. All of my hope, all of my trust is in him. Why? Because the Bible says that's where it needs to be. That's who I have to depend on, you see, is Christ, our wonderful Lord. So we're just going to look at some things here about faith and some of the things that faith brings to us. I want you, and I'm not saying you're not, but I want you to be a people who walks in faith. It's the only way you're going to please God. Simple faith. Okay? And that grabs a hold of the promises of God. We have faith in the wonderful promises of God Almighty. Amen? And so that's where our faith is. That's where everything, comes back to. I know it's true. I know I'm going to heaven. I know I'm doing it. Why? Because God said so. You understand? And so that's important. First of all, faith does provide, and we're going to kind of cover this again, but faith provides deliverance from condemnation. I will not be condemned. I cannot be condemned. And the reason is because of Jesus. You see, if you believe not, you're condemned already. But if you believe, you're condemned not. If you believe, then you're condemned not. You see, you believe. So it delivers me from any condemnation whatsoever. The world may condemn me. I might condemn myself, but God is not going to condemn me because he said he will not condemn me when my faith is in Christ Jesus the Lord. So you see, the faith, why do I want to walk the Christian life? Why don't? Because I have faith in God. I want to do that through faith in him and trust in him, you see. Because the Bible tells me to. Okay? And so we need to understand that. You see, salvation comes by faith without works. Now, I know this is elementary. I understand that. But listen to me a minute. It comes completely by the grace of God through faith. I've said it many times. Faith is the vehicle that takes us to the grace of God. It's the grace of God that saves us. Without any work whatsoever from us, not one bit, one iota, anything that we could do, period, would not help us get into heaven and get right with God. It's all by the grace of God. Now you say, Brother Ross, how do you know that? Because that's what the Bible says. My faith is in the Word of God. You see, my faith is not in hoping so, wishing so. My faith is in the Bible. I want you to have that same kind of faith. I want it to be settled. Why are you ready for heaven? Because you've put your faith, your trust in Christ, you've believed upon him, you've received him as your personal Savior. That's why. Absolutely why. Amen? So you come to God without works whatsoever, absolutely in by the grace of God, God saves us. Amen? So faith delivers us from condemnation, you see. Look at verse number 4. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. We see Abel here came and offered a better sacrifice. Well, what was the sacrifice? It was sacrifice of blood. You see, Cain brought his of the fruit of the ground. That represented his own works, what Cain could do. So he brought something to God that he had produced, that he had taken time, he had grown. And so he brought it to God. No, God says, no. Abel brought a better sacrifice. Why? Because it was a blood sacrifice. It was what God had instructed him to bring. I don't know where he instructed him, but I do know he had instructed him to bring that. He knew what was right to bring. And so he brought a blood sacrifice. Why did he do that? By faith. Because God had said to him. You see, it's just simple faith. But listen to me. There's a lot of folk who live their lives by saying, I'm going to do this because I just feel like it's right. I'm going to do that because I just feel like, you know, this is the right thing to do at this time. Folks, it's got to have a better basis than that. It's got to come from the Lord and based in the Word of God and based over prayer and direction from God. I'm going to tell you a little something the way I feel about preaching. I don't know how other people feel about preaching. Maybe Brother Townsley won't agree with this. I don't know. Brother Poyette won't agree. Brother Tom Becker won't agree. But here's the way I feel about preaching. Someone said to me, Brother Ross, what are you going to do? Won't you miss preaching? I said, not if that's what God gives me. And they don't understand that, because here's what I feel about it. I don't want to preach just to be preaching. I don't want God to open up a door unless it's a door that I can go in and help his work. If I can't help his work, then why am I preaching? For my benefit? So I can feel good about it? No. I want, every time I preach, I want it to help the work of God. I want to help somebody. If I cannot do that, it better I not preach. Get somebody else. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know whether you understand it or not, but that's the way I feel about preaching. I want to preach. I love to preach. But I want to preach when God says, I need you to go preach. I need you to do this. And that to me that's important. Why? Because I'm stepping out in faith. When God opens doors for me, I'm going to step into those doors by faith, believing he has something he wants me to accomplish as a preacher. That's the way I feel about it. I don't know if anybody else feels that way or not. But you see, it's not about me. It's not about how I feel. It's not about I loving to preach. It's about the work of God getting done. And if it doesn't get done, it's worthless. You hear me? So I'm simply saying here, he brought a better sacrifice. Look at verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah and his family escaped judgment because he believed God and prepared an ark. Folk, he didn't just one day get up and decide to go out and start building an ark. He was instructed by God to go out and build an ark. And he, by faith, did that. What was he doing? Obeying the word of God. He was doing exactly what God said to do. And by faith in God's word and God's instruction in his life, he went out, built an ark to the saving of his family. That's what God is saying to you and I. We need to live by faith. Well, what is that? Just hit and miss? Just whatever we think? No. Based upon the word of God, what has God got for us? He's not going to have you and I build an ark. But he sure is going to have us help build churches, because he's already given us that instruction. He's going to build it. We're to be the workers. Do you understand what I'm saying? You live by faith. You back up what you are doing by the word of God, by God's leading and direction in your life, knowing for sure that God has directed in this way. So Noah here, he went out, and because of that, he prepared an ark. And his family was saved. Him and his family was saved. Why? Because he believed God. He trusted God. And he obeyed God Almighty. And by faith, had he seen the ark? Had he seen the flood? No, he was doing it because God said to do it. The evidences of it came along later. See, so that's the way we're to walk. We're to walk in faith. So also, faith provides a confidence and an assurance of things that we cannot comprehend with the human senses. Faith is something that just says, you know, God said this, I'm going to do it, I believe it because God said it. You see, the world has to have reasoning, and they have to look at something and reason everything out. Scientists has to reason things out. We don't have to reason things out. We believe it because God said it. We do it because God said to do it. You see, that's faith. That's walking. That's walking in faith. They tell me that they can take a microscope, an electronic microscope of some kind, and they can absolutely see an atom. I can't imagine seeing something that small, but that's what I am told they can do. You see, it's faith that helps you and I to see the plan of God. You and I have got to understand something. God has a plan for you and I. He has a plan. He has a plan for your life. And it's through faith he shows it to us and opens the doors and lets us go through those doors. You see, you've got to believe something, that God did not just make you for naught. He has a plan. And whatever it is, he's going to reveal to you. And you're going to have to follow that through faith. Just believe God. You got to believe he has a plan for you. I don't know if everybody believes that or not, but God does have a plan for your life. Amen? And he wants you to just by faith walk that plan. Do what he says. Look at verse number 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. Are you getting a little bit of the grips of this, what Abraham did? He said he went out. How did he go out? By faith. Was it just decided one morning to get up and just head somewhere toward Canaan land or something? No, God had given him instructions. And the Bible says he obeyed. He did what God said. See, that's walking by faith. You got to have a basis for this faith. You got to have something to stand on. You got to have the word of God. You see, they had the promises of God. You see, and it's by faith that we follow those things. Why? Because God said, and we do it. Look at verse number 9. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of that same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. See, he wasn't out there just wandering around. He was following the instructions of God, but he was walking in faith, believing it was going to happen. Why? Because God had promised it. Okay? Listen, you bring that down to your own life. Be people of faith. Walk with God every day of your life in faith, not just something you've conjured up, but follow the word of God. Okay? Walk in faith. You say, why, Brother Ross? So you'll please God. So you'll please him. Look at the faith of Sarah. Look at verse number 11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Don't you hear what Sarah is saying? Listen, it was an impossibility for her to have a child from the human standpoint. But God promised. And it happened because she walked in faith. She believed God who had promised that it was going to happen. Amen. She wasn't just in a whim saying, okay, we're going to have a child here. I'm too old, but we're going to have a child. No, it's because God said she was. You see, everything has to be based on God's direction for your life. I encourage you. I see people in the last 36 years of preaching, I see people making decisions when they're so backslidden, they wouldn't know what a close relationship with God is. It's one of the greatest mistakes a person can make. You need to have the peace of God. You need to be close to God. You need to be obeying His word, and then you can make decisions. But you make a decision outside of the will of God, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Amen? You see, why? You see, these people didn't do that. They believed what God said. What God had promised, they believed it. Look at verse 12. There, therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky and the multitude, and as the sand which is by the sea shore innumerable. You know, if you look at that, you say, how could that happen? You see, at the first, did they believe it? Yes, they believed it. Why? Because God said exactly what was going to happen. Down the road, it happened. We saw the evidences of it. You see, the Israelite people are everywhere, and they was by great numbers everywhere. Why? Because God said it was going to happen. Are you getting a hold of what faith is? You see, now listen, we got to bring this down into our daily lives. Daily, are we walking in faith? In a few moments, I'll show you something here, but we'll skip that for right now. But I want to show you Enoch here in a minute, because it's so, so important. But notice Moses over in verse number 23. We're not covering all of these. It says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Now, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You know what he did? He chose to serve God Almighty. He was not going to serve the world. He was not going to serve Pharaoh, be Pharaoh's daughter's child. He was not. Why? By faith. His mother, somewhere along the line, I believe, and daddy had instilled in him that he was an Israelite. And he was to be an Israelite. He was to walk in the faith of their God. And he followed that. Why? By faith. Imagine this. He's right in the middle of Egypt here. One of the great important people here in Egypt. But what did he do? He, by faith, you see, decided not to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. By faith he did that. You see, he didn't know all was going to happen, but by faith he did that. Verse 27, it tells us, it says, and let me see, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He walked away from Egypt, went to, of course, to the backside of the desert. But you remember the time when he went back to Egypt and he brought the people out? How did he do that? Why did he do that? By faith. Can you imagine standing on the backside of the desert and all at once God says, you go into Egypt and you lead my people out? That takes a step of faith. Well, why did he believe he could do it? Because God said he could. He was basing this on the word of God, okay? And then you notice in verse number 28, it goes on to say that through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyeth the firstborn should touch them. God come along and said, you put the blood on the doorpost and on the lintels of the door. He said, you put that there and you won't be touched. By faith, these Israelites walked out there, took the blood, killed a lamb, took the blood and put it on their doorpost and on their lintels. Why? Because God said to. That wasn't something they just conjured up and said, let's go out and kill a lamb and put blood up there. No, God said to do it. They was by faith doing what God said to do and that their children would be spared. Was their children spared? Sure. Why? Because God promised. See, again, what I'm trying to say is, folks, it's not this faith thing's not just for the Moseses and the Abrahams. It's for us. It's what God wants us to do on a daily basis, walk by faith. And then we know in verse number 29, he says, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do, were drowned. Why did they come down to the Red Sea and all at once here the Red Sea was going to part and they walked across? How did they know to do that? Because God said to do it. By faith, they walked across there. And then as soon as they got across, these other folks, the Egyptians, decided by faith they was going to walk across and they got drowned. Why? Because God didn't promise the Egyptians safety. So you see, you understand what they was doing? He was grasping a hold of the promises of God. And by faith, stepping out and following those promises and doing what God said for him to do. Okay? And then in verse number 30, you have Joshua, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Can you imagine these people going out there and marching around this city? Seventh day, they've done it seven times. Can you imagine how silly that would have looked? Why did they do it? Because God said to do it. And did the walls come down? Yes, the walls came down. See, faith. It's stepping out in faith, but it's not just doing something you decide you want to do. It's doing something God has instructed and led you to do. That's what it's all about. And through the Word of God, you see, that's why I say don't make major decisions, stepping out here in major decisions, when you don't have the will of God in that matter. And when you're so backslidden that you can't hardly live from day to day, and you want to say you're going to come to know the will of God, no, you won't. No, you won't. You need a close relationship with God so you can obey God Almighty. And then you can walk by faith. Amen? And then we find in verse number 6, we've already talked about this, but in verse number 6 of chapter 11, he says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Did you hear what God said? Now listen, "But without faith it is impossible to please him." Listen to it. Did you hear what it said? Without faith, you cannot please God. I can't either. Understand? You must walk in faith. You see, look at verse 5, and it'll be a good illustration of that. "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." And then, of course, verse 6 comes along, tells us what does please God. How do I know that Enoch walked in faith? Because he pleased God. Had the testimony that he pleased God. And I know he walked in faith. Why? Because that's the only thing that's going to please God. Right? You know, I've thought about Enoch a lot. And when I was reading this, I thought, you know, I don't know what he did on a daily basis. I don't know whether you ever think about those things or not, but I thought, you know, Enoch was a preacher of righteousness. Back in the book of Jude, he tells us he preached about judgment and told what was going to happen and all of those kind of things. But we really don't know a whole lot about Enoch. We know some very important things. We know he walked with God. Now, what did he do on a daily basis? Did he get up in the morning and have breakfast? Mrs. Enoch fixed him breakfast. What did he do for the rest of the day? He had children. What did he do in the raising of his children? What did he do actually to provide a living for his family? What did he do? All those things. How did he conduct his life when he got up in the morning and the rest of the day? How did he conduct his life? The only thing I know is this. The Word of God says he was a man who pleased God. So I know what he do. He walked in faith. I believe it takes walking in faith. Everything you do during the day, it's a walk of faith. Because why? That's what pleases God. And I think Enoch, the Bible says, he walked with God. And he had a testimony. He had a testimony that he pleased God. Well, he was walking in faith. And then God just took him. He was not, and God took him. Because he pleased God. Now, I believe with all of my heart, we ought to walk in faith. Amen. We've got to get a hold of the will of God in our life and know for sure what God wants for us. Let him bear witness in our heart what is right and what is proper in our life based upon the Word of God. Never doing something that's contrary to the Word of God. Okay? But if you want to please God, you've got to walk in faith. And that's what I want the people of Blessed Hope Baptist Church to do. I want you to be a people who walks in faith every day of your life. Why? Because that'll please God. Haven't you had things come up in your life and you've had to stop and say, you know, that would not please God? I know that's not an act of faith. That's the Holy Spirit of God dealing with you and I, that this is not right. This is not the direction to go. This is not the will of God. You see, he will do that for us if we'll just listen to him and let him guide us and let him direct us, okay? So we find here Enoch, you see, and you notice in this, even with Enoch, and it didn't say much about his good works. I don't know all what his good works were. The Bible don't say much about his good works, but it does tell us he walked in faith because he pleased God. I know that about Enoch, amen? And then in verse number 31, by faith, The harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. You notice here was what we would refer to as a very, very wicked woman. She was a harlot, and yet she found favor with God. Why did she find favor with God? Because she had faith. She believed God. She believed the report that she had received about their God. And she hid the spies. And let me mention this. I think it's a good place to do that. Faith is not something that just stands still. Faith is an action word. See, what did it say about her? Well, it says she hid the spies. She didn't just sit around and say, I have faith. I have faith. And I've heard that so many times when I've witnessed to people, knocked on doors and talked to people. Well, I have faith in God. Well, what does that faith do? What does that faith do to your life? Those are the things that Rahab and some of these others did. If you'll just watch it in faith, that wasn't a big, big deal. She hid the spies. I don't know what else she did from day to day. I don't know all of those things, but I know this. She obeyed God. She believed God. Okay? So we find also then in verse number 32, it says, and what shall I say more, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and of Samson and of Japheth and David also and of Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms. You see, faith does not just say I believe, it does something. They subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword out of weakness, were made strong, waxed violent in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Citizens of whom the world was not worthy, they wandered in deserts and in mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. You see, they didn't receive the promise while they was here on this earth. But through faith, they believed and they obeyed God. You see, that's what God wants you and I to do, to be a people who walk in faith. Amen? Every day of every single day of our life. Just walk in faith. Mind God. Take the Bible as your guide and walk in faith. You notice here that faith, what it does is it provides for us an understanding of the things beyond human reasoning. Folks, I don't know how often you have, but there's just been a lot of times in my life that I'll look at my wife and say, God. I don't have to say no more. It was God that did it. It was just God that did it. Amen. How many times, honey, have I looked over to you or you looked at me and said, God? Because you look around and you just know God is the one who did it. Amen. You know, it's beyond human reasoning, the things that God does. Okay, He has a way of working things out. I was hesitating whether to tell this story. It might be a good time to tell it. In 97, Donna and I purchased a place out north out here. And I said, honey, because what we did is, I'll just give you the whole details. We put it on a 15-year mortgage. We brought that down 3 years by paying every 2 weeks. I don't know if you understand finances, we paid every 2 weeks, and so that brought it down to where I could pay it off in 12 years. I would be 70 years of age when I got that paid off. And so we talked about it. We decided to do it, and we decided in that every extra dime that we could get, we was going to put on the principal and pay it down. That was what we was going to do. By faith, we was asking God to do. There was some a few years ago that helped us on that, very graciously helped us on that. It was very kind of those who did that to help us. But there was no way what I did, I took everything extra that I could get in. I'm serious. We did not go out and spend our money. We did not blow it on things. We paid it on our principal. You think about 70 years old, do you have that much faith? I'm getting to the place in life where I tell my wife, don't buy any green bananas. I read that in an article here the other day. It's 'cause we don't know if we got time for them to get ripe or not. But anyway, so we was getting nearing the age of 65, and when I worked at Anaconda Aluminum Company, they had a pension plan over there. I worked 15 plus years at Anaconda Aluminum Company, and they had some kind of a pension plan. I knew it wouldn't be much, but I called them up to find out. I had to go a big rigmarole to go through British Petroleum. That's the one who's under control of it now, and all of that. And I asked them, well, what would I be receiving? And they told me per month, and it wasn't very much. And then she stopped and she said, would you like a buyout of your pension plan? I'm not going to tell you all the details, but what we did is took the buyout. Here's what happened. Took the buyout of our pension plan. When we got the check, we paid our tithes and offerings. That came off the top. What we had left was exactly the amount we needed to pay the place off. Folks, listen to me. We had no idea that was even coming. God, way back when I started at Anaconda Aluminum Company, I wasn't even saved. Already had preparation in plan. We had enough left over to go out and eat dinner. God's truth. We went out and celebrated. But what I'm saying to you, what if we hadn't of all that time put every dime that we could have on that place? See, there's a lot of people blowing money and blowing money and blowing money. They don't realize what they're doing. But we made a decision. We was going to do everything we could to get it paid off. In 7 plus 3 months, that place become paid off. Why? Because God moved. Wasn't me, wasn't my wife, wasn't anything. It was Him. We could look at each other and say, God. Now, I'm telling you these things for one purpose. I'm not trying to brag or anything because I have nothing to brag about. I'm telling you, if you will be faithful, if you'll walk in faith, God will do His part. Now, I'm just telling you, God will do His part. But it took sacrifice getting there, folks. It took sacrifice getting there. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Oh, well, God will take, yeah, God will take care of you. He's promised to take care of you. But don't be foolish. A lot of people don't have money because they spend it on things that God don't want them to spend it on. And then they look and say, why don't I have money for this? Because you spent it. You blew it. That's why you don't have money. You blew it. Do you understand what God does? You understand if you walk in faith, believing God, that He can take care of all of these matters that we have need of? You understand that? And He will do it.
Amen.
Do you hear me? I want you to walk in faith. I want you to be a people that walks in faith. Love God. Walk in faith based upon this wonderful book, the principles of this wonderful book. Amen. Be a people that walks in faith. It's not always easy. You think it was easy for Abraham to walk up on that mountain and put Isaac on that altar? What is it that you love so much that you're afraid to put it on the altar? Abraham put his son, was ready to kill him, in faith, believing that God could raise him from the dead. You understand? Walk in faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You again today for Your grace, Your mercy, Your love, Your kindness to us. I thank You for who You are. Thank You for all You've done. And Lord, help us to be a faithful people. In everything we do, we walk in faith, believing God. and believing you'll do exactly what you said you would do. Now, Father, help us to be that kind of folk. Help us be that people that on a daily basis, not just once in a while when something big comes up, but every day of our life to walk in faith. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.